This recording, Texas 18, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was so much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I guess now it's just kind of tell you what kind of person and what goes on in my life. I'm from Texas. Very hot, very humid. Summers are very rough. Winters are nice. No snow. Well, a little snow. No ice. Not real frigid. I'd rather it be colder, but not like it is up north. But love the lakes here. Love the parks here. Love to boat. Love to fish. Love to hunt. Sports fanatics. Lots of sports venues in Texas. You got the Rangers, the Cowboys, the Mavericks. And in the South, you got the Spurs and the Rockets and all kinds of sports, and I absolutely love them. I've seen Dallas in all kinds of playoff games, never a Super Bowl, but I'm attached to each one of them. I watch every one of them every time they have a game. I love the sports venue here. That's the reason I like North Texas the most. And a lot of stuff happening here. A lot of World Series, Super Bowls, NBA championships, everything happening in North Texas a lot lately, so that makes me a very happy camper. But I do enjoy going to the games with family and friends and just have a good time. But all in all, Texas is a good place. Good people, good homes, good friends, good family, big family. Lots of activities together, lots of reunions, lots of, Easter at the park, just all kinds of good stuff. I really like being here, really do. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.